This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The situation at the U.S. Embassy in the Iraqi capital, Baghdad, was quieter Thursday after Iranian-backed paramilitary groups left the area. The withdrawal brought a close to a two-day standoff that began with militiamen and their supporters attacking the embassy compound, wrecking a reception area, setting several fires, and writing graffiti as they protested against U.S. airstrikes on an Iran-backed militia group. Those strikes, which took place in Iraq and Syria, came in response to the killing of a U.S. contractor in a rocket attack. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has postponed a trip to Ukraine after the standoff at the U.S. Embassy in Iraq. The State Department says Pompeo postponed the trip because he's needed in Washington to monitor the ongoing developments in Iraq. Will Ruger is vice president for research and policy at the conservative Charles Koch Institute. He says the Trump administration has political reasons for sending more U.S. troops to Baghdad.
Clearly, the politics of this is that the president doesn't want to have a Benghazi situation on his hands. And so you can understand that. But in terms of sending more troops to the Gulf, to Iraq specifically, it just doesn't make a lot of sense.
Pompeo was scheduled to be the most senior U.S. official to visit Ukraine since the 2019 scandal that led to the impeachment of President Donald Trump. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Wednesday said he will ask Parliament to grant him immunity from corruption charges. That's a step that could delay his trial for months. The step most likely puts the trial on hold until after elections in March, when he hopes to win a majority coalition that would shield him from prosecution. Netanyahu was indicted in November on charges of bribery, fraud, and breach of trust after failing to assemble a governing majority following back-to-back elections last year. From Washington, D.C., this is VOA News.